View from the shop floor. A Sainsbury's rep told us that you don't see empty shelves like this, even at Christmas. Sainsbury's has given workers 7 days fully paid leave for self-isolating, but given the government now says 14 days isolation, that should be extended immediately. We had a shipment of hand sanitizer, and it was good. That Sainsbury's has been putting some of this aside for staff, ensuring that all checkout operators and the kiosk have access to it. However, there are no procedures in place for wiping down door and trolley handles. The store has a sign-up sheet for people willing to do shopping for others who have to isolate. Obviously that's a help to those people, but I can't help feeling that Sainsbury's are doing it to protect their profits by making sure people shop here. A Morrison's cafe worker told us about the turmoil in their store. We only started displaying coronavirus guidelines in the cafe about social distancing, which no one pays attention to. The soap in the cafe that staff use is making my skin crack from washing, and I have no idea if it even kills coronavirus. We haven't been supplied any hand sanitizer, because customers get priority, and the moment it's put out it's gone. We've had basically no staff in. I've had to shut down the cafe with only 2 people, one of whom had only worked 3 shifts prior. I've had no one to cover my breaks, because no one else can take over the till. And, get this, Morrison's has graciously set up a trolley for people to purchase and donate items to people in the hospital next door instead of just donating the stock for free. A food factory worker and a store member says, there have been changes in procedure, with staggered breaks, fewer tables in the canteen and further apart, tables sanitized after every use, extra hygiene with staff spraying everything all day, extra sanitizer on entering the building, and by the clocking in machine. Some lines have been delisted, concentrating on products that are, or can be, frozen. People currently undergoing cancer treatment, or with underlying conditions have been told to self-isolate. We seem to be taking more precautions for the staff than any of the stores,